Auburn commits had big Friday nights, and we're going to talk about a few of them.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get the week started. If you jumped on the live stream last night, we had a lot of fun. Got through a bunch of questions, and then I had an on-brand internet crash, but we've got it figured out. Apologize for that. We'll make up for it in the near future. But tonight, or today, we're going to talk about three guys in particular, Auburn commits that had put up video game numbers this past weekend, this past Friday, Thursday, some played on Thursday. And just look at a little bit of the future that that Auburn has, at least for now, committed and looking good. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. You can check him out at retirementresults.com/plan. Even if you're committed elsewhere, even if your retirement, your savings, whatever is committed elsewhere, you can at least reach out to Ford and have him take a look at it and make sure it's performing at the optimal level. You can get that custom portfolio at the website I just listed below and that you see on the screen, retirementresults.com/plan. He's an Auburn guy. Your Auburn money's never going to go to Alabama NIL, and you can make a friend at the same time. So tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. So obviously Auburn's number five recruiting class has got some firepower in it, and we're on the at thebarnauburn.com. We have a Friday night insights thread that's going to be ongoing that we try to keep up with stats from our commits in the 2025 class and the 2026 class, and just kind of keep everybody in the loop about how everybody's performing each week. Some of them are harder to get stats than others, but there's three in particular that we're going to break down and talk about today that had great nights and I think could be big, big factors for the Auburn Tigers when they actually do get to campus. Start off with number one, and honestly, I expect to be talking about this guy a lot. I'm going to try not to beat it into the ground because he puts up historic numbers every single time that he plays, and that's Alvin Henderson. I think he had 19 carries for over 300 yards and at least three touchdowns, possibly more. His actual carry stats were 19 carries, 325 yards, and five touchdowns. And look, I understand where everybody's going to go with this. Small school, small competition. And you know what? It's correct that he does play smaller school competition. It's so small, in fact, that I got a kick out of this. I watched some of this. I watched some of the game on Friday against, I believe it was Luverne, and it's so small. The schools are so small that they don't maybe not have like full on radio broadcast. And if you're a member of NFHS, the NFHS network, that's tough to say. It's a streaming service that basically you can just about see any high school game you want to. Well, you can watch this. You can watch this Elba game, but there was no radio announcement, so it's just literally the crowd, the ambiance, and the PA announcer. And it's hilarious to be watching Alvin Henderson break a long run, and you hear if you're the driver of a gray Honda Accord, you have someone blocked in. We need you to move your vehicle. Like it's just high school football at its finest. You feel like you're there. You can hear the crowd. But anyway, regardless, putting up those kind of numbers, that if you're going to play that kind of competition, you got to put up those kind of numbers. Okay, those are historic numbers. I mean, that is a historic game, and it's just an average game for Alvin Henderson. He very rarely doesn't go for over 250 yards, and 300 yards is not something that's very uncommon for him. The talk has always been about Auburn needing two backs, and I think Auburn will still get two backs in this class, and maybe we'll talk about who that second back will be later on this week. But I'm seeing levels to his game that I did not expect to see. I guess I wasn't quite aware of. Number one is breakaway speed. Alvin has a gear that maybe doesn't always show up on film, but you notice it at times. Alvin has a gear that he can hit, and he can be a home run guy. Alvin also is a very physical kid. You know, the talk is he's the quote unquote smaller back, and you want to bring in a bigger back. I could see Alvin being a first down, second down carry type running back, and be able to be physical and move the pile a little bit and be tough to tackle. He's low to the ground. He's very compact, but he's still, like I said, he's still got that home run burst. When he hits the hole and when he hits the edge at that level, he's gone. Now, I understand college is different, and when he hits that hole and he hits that level, it's not just going to be wide open, drive a Mack truck through hole. He's going to probably be met with some contact, but how low to the ground and how stocky he is and still being able to explode, I think he's got the ability to be a really, really good college running back. And as I start to get to know him a little bit more, the need for a blockbuster number two running back in this class, I'm just not totally 100% sold that it's an absolute must have. I'm going to be happy if you land an Usman Khroma, or, you know, down the road, if you were to flip a Shekai Mills Knight, who had a big game as well this past weekend. But I really, really like this kid. I'm really starting to envision this kid in the backfield at Auburn. And I think he could be a really good player. And I think he could be a really good player early on, regardless of classification. If you're going to play at that level, you have to dominate. You're not talking 115 yards a game. You're not talking, you know, averaging 5 yards a carry and stuff like that. No, you have to go out there and you have to put up video game numbers. And that's what Alvin does literally every single week, and 19 carries, 300 plus yards, 5 touchdowns. He's got to be closing in on some records. Like, he's got to be closing in on some big time records. I know he's been back of the year 2 years in a row. I'm not going to be shocked if that's the case again. There's not going to be anybody that's going to be able to put up numbers like him. So definitely one to, I know there was a lot of fun and a lot of drama around his commitment to Penn State and the flip back. But since he's been flipped back, he has been hardcore Auburn, big time recruiter, big time active on Twitter. And it's good to see kids like that actually be able to go put it together on the field as well and dominate. And he absolutely dominated game one. And he's on a magical pace right now. And I don't see it slowing down. Only thing that could slow him down is injury, but he's so thick and just stocky. I feel like it's really hard to get a good solid hit on him. Like you just kind of bounce off of him, or he just kind of bounces off you. So really, really good prospect and great, great start to the season for Alvin. He's got some pretty good games on the schedule that it'll be a good test for him, and I'm looking forward to seeing those as well. Shifting gears, next guy to talk about, Hollis Davidson. I think Auburn has something really special here. He committed to Auburn and then decommitted very honorably to take visits, told Hugh Freeze, hey, look, I love Auburn. But for some reason, I just don't feel right going on other visits, still committed. So I want you to still recruit me. I want to decommit so I can go take these visits and feel it all out without any thought in the back of my mind that I'm doing something wrong. I want to go take some other visits. And then Hugh and company stayed on him. Continue to show him that they needed him, that they liked, that they loved him, that they want him to be their receiving tight end guy. He comes in for a camp over the summer, lights it up, and Auburn puts the pressure on him like mega to go ahead and get back in the class, and eventually he does. And I think that receiving tight end, you have the Rivaldo Fairweather guy that you have this year. You got a few guys that you think could replace him, but I think this Hollis Davidson kid has the ability to take over quickly after Rivaldo Fairweather goes to the NFL and is done with college football. In two games from the tight end position in high school, which is not, again, this is not like something that the tight end position, you just don't expect to have big receiving games. He's had, 15 catches for 170 plus yards and a touchdown. This past game, I think he had 8 catches for around 80 something yards. Let's see, the exact numbers were 8 catches, 83 yards. So that's two games back to back. He's had over 80 yards receiving. He doesn't typically line up attached to the line. He's always lined up he lines up outside some. He lines up inside, but off the line of scrimmage a little bit. And he's big. You know, he's, 6'5", 240, to 6'6", 240. You can tell when you see him on the field. He's big. He's fast. He's a mismatch nightmare, especially at the high school level. And he plays pretty good competition in Georgia. And then he obviously has really soft hands. So to see a tight end at that at that high school level be able to make, have 15-plus catches, 15 catches over two games and close to 200 yards receiving, it says a lot. And I think he's primed for a really big year. Very, very excited about this kid. Very, very excited that he's back in the class. I think he's completely locked in now, and he's going to be one that Auburn really, really needs. That, remember, just think about all the guys that Hugh has had sort of at that position and done really well with. Rivaldo is primed for a big year. I think that's going to be a big selling point in general. You have Evan Ingram. A lot of those bigger body guys that Hugh has had a ton of success with, being able to line up, get mismatches on linebackers, too fast for linebackers to cover, too big for safeties to cover, just really, really be a menace, especially in the middle of that field. I don't know if you remember the last scrimmage number two that we talked about. That's one thing they're really focusing on. They were really focusing on in that practice is being able to eat right over the middle. And Rivaldo is one that was a big key factor in that. It seems like when Auburn played Ole Miss in 2014, it seemed like that was a back and forth game. It seemed like there was always a big play over the middle. It seemed like there was always a guy able to get open over the middle, whether it was Evan Ingram or whoever. And I think this is a kid that can really, really feast in this offense, especially, being able to get big chunk yards over the middle, up the seam, things like that. And then, if you get close to the goal line and you got Cam Coleman on one side, throw Hollis Davidson over on the other, and then sort of pick which side you want to go up to. And it's going to be it's going to be very, very stressful for defensive backs in general, because you just typically don't have the size. You're at a huge disadvantage when it comes to the size matchup. So Hollis Davidson having a big night, two games in a row now where he's put up big numbers. That's really, really good to see. Typically in high school, if you can be around somewhere 300 or 400 yards as a tight end, I mean, you're fired up. You're thinking that's a five-star tight end. This kid's looking like he could possibly push for 1,000 yards. I mean, that he's on a really, really good pace. So let's see what happens as the season rolls on. But I'm very pumped. Two games in a row, Hollis Davidson definitely, definitely shining. And then we talked about this guy on Friday's show, Jared Smith. He was on ESPN on Thursday night. And I want to take a little bit of a different angle. They are obviously 15 tackles, 3 sacks, and a tackle, at least one more tackle for loss behind the line of scrimmage, almost created a safety. From what I understand, there was a lot of what I understand from the Thompson side is they weren't 1,000% sure really what they had in Jared Smith, weren't really sure exactly where to really even play him, because regardless of his ranking, he's still a little bit raw as far as skills go. He's big. Like, you can't coach that. You can, when he steps out on the field, you can tell who he is. You know he's the best player on the – best looking player on the field. But they just weren't quite sure. Do we always put him at edge? Do we put him in the middle? Like, what do we do? So even going into this game, I don't think Thompson a 1,000 – I don't think Mark Freeman and company 100% knew what they had in Jared Smith. I don't think that they knew 100% that this guy could be a every down guy. This guy could drop in coverage. That we could put him pretty much wherever we wanted to. I don't think they really knew that until really that first the first drive of the game, even though I think Grayson went down the field and scored on like a 14-play drive, Jared was already being very, very disruptive. And then on the second drive, he had the big tackle for loss, and then they know we got something here. It doesn't matter where we put this kid on the field, he's going to be able to make stuff happen. And I think that's been sort of the message, or the book out on Jared up until this point is you don't really know what you have. I think Auburn, that's why Auburn maybe waited a little bit longer to push for this kid than you normally would for a kid that's that highly rated in state, because you just don't really know what position he is. You don't really know what you got there. Auburn really needs edge guys. Could Jared be that guy? And it seems like he's definitely, especially after this last game, he definitely has the skill set to be able to come off the edge and then even slide inside if he needs to and still be just as disruptive. So I think Auburn's very, very excited about that game that he had last Thursday. And you hope that he's able to continue to keep that intensity up, because he also, I mean, that's on a – 15 tackles, 3 sacks. I mean, he's also on track for a very special year. He's on track for a very special possible ratings bump as well. If he continues to do that, I think he's a 5-star on 247. And then some other sites kind of feel like maybe Auburn did, kind of feel like maybe I did a little bit. You just don't know what you have. Hey, the red flags are up now. The secret's out. This kid can play. Let's take a little bit closer look at him. And see what he can do over the rest of the season. So Jared Smith, you're hoping he can continue to put that together. He sort of opened a lot of people's eyes to say, hey, I am here. I'm here to play. I'm here to make some stuff happen. And I think that was a great coming out party for him last Thursday. And I expect a lot more from him in the future. And we'll definitely keep up. I don't know exactly what day we're going to do this show every single week, because Monday's probably going to be a big game recap show. But sometime during the week, we're going to really highlight some guys, some commits, so you can kind of stay in the loop of how they're performing, how they're looking. Under the radar guy that we don't think about a lot, that I think is having a sneaky good start to the year, Dante Core. He's one of the lower rated defensive backs. Our buddy Dustin from the Uptempo podcast, I think he lives in that area. He's been getting a lot of good footage, putting out a lot of stuff on him. He sent me a DM, says, hey, I'm very impressed with this kid. He's long. He's fast. They don't throw to him. They don't throw to his side, because he just completely locks down his defender. He's hard. It's hard to even get off the line of scrimmage when this kid's lined up on top of him, whether he's jamming them, you know, in their face. He's just a lot more physical than I think many people thought. And he also plays both ways. He plays a little wide receiver. There's a good clip of him making a big catch against Gulf Shores, I believe, this past week. I think they actually knocked Gulf Shores off, who's a big, you know, they're obviously one of the bigger return. They won the state championship last year. So Dante Core, that's one we want to pay attention to. That's one that some people thought maybe could possibly go elsewhere. Auburn would not be sad, I guess, if he were to, they wouldn't push very hard if he wanted to go elsewhere. I don't know if that's accurate. I think this kid is definitely a player. So, guys, if you're a member of thebarnauburn.com for $1 on your first month, $9.95 after that, for $1 for your first month, you could already have all this information. You could jump into our Friday Night Insights thread and be continually updated with how these guys are performing every single week, news, nuggets, things like that, that pop up about their season. That's where they go. And you can be a part of it for only a dollar for your first month. Check us out, thebarnauburn.com. Having a ton of fun. We're doing recruiting updates. We're doing team news, some of the only scrimmage notes that you'll have. You'll get them. You'll be able to get them at thebarnauburn.com. And then, obviously, if you like this channel, like it. If you like this video, I'm sorry, if you like this channel, subscribe to it. If you like this video, like it, hit that alert bell. You never know when we're going to go live, and hopefully the internet's going to hang up, is going to be able to withstand the volume. We had a big, big chat last night. A lot of people viewing, a lot of people chatting, and it was a lot of fun. So we'll make sure that the internet's ready the next go around. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we're going to be back again tomorrow, every single day this week. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.